And welcome to the 9 o'clock show this week, our new show dedicated to local news and weather. But first, let's take a look outside. It's right now, it's 69 degrees, mostly cloudy, humidity at 41%, wind is going west at 7 miles per hour, high of 79, a low of 64. Today, it'll be a high of 79, low of 64, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, it'll be a high of 71 with isolated thunderstorms. On Monday, it'll be scattered thunderstorms, high of 75. And on Tuesday, the sun comes out once again for partly cloudy skies at high of 80. Now, here's some of our stories. Two firefighters were injured in a fire in Brooklyn. Donnie Walsh is out as president of the New York Knicks. Power has been restored after a Queens gas leak. And an amusement park reopens after a death. But first, we jump to Queens tonight. As power has been restored and buildings reoccupied in Flushing after a gas rupture and a fire in the area. Fire officials say the gas leak was underground in the area of 75th Avenue off of Main Street. Con Edison said it was a malfunction with some underground electrical equipment, which burned through a plastic gas main, causing a leak and fire. There has been no injuries reported, and the case of the incident is under view. A Jersey Shore Boardwalk amusement park that closed after an 11-year-old girl on a class trip tumbled to her death from a moving Ferris wheel reopened Saturday while investigators try to figure out what caused her fall. Abaya Jones was with her classmates from New Jersey's Pleasant Tech Academy on Friday afternoon when she plunged about 100 feet from near the top of the ride and landed in the passenger loading area, police and amusement park officials said. A medical helicopter was called for by paramedics at the scene, seeing how grave her injuries were, decided not to wait for it and took her by ambulance to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead 45 minutes later. Abaya, who was riding the giant wheel at Mariner's Landing by herself, fell into the area where the people get on and off the ride, according to police. An investigator said that there was no sign of horseplay or anything intentional. The amusement park reopened Saturday. The exact cause of the incident has not been determined, but at this time it does not appear to be mechanical or operational in nature. The incident is under investigation by the appropriate authorities, according to a statement from the park. Wildwood Police Captain Robert Rigobudo said, "We don't know if it was a freak accident or maybe she was just looking around. We don't know." Abaya was from Pleasantville, New Jersey, and was at the amusement pier with other kids from her school. Students on all the school trips witnessed the fallen aftermath. "All of a sudden, I see people rushing towards the Ferris wheel," said high school senior from Isaka, New York, Travis Smith. The Ferris wheel was immediately shut down to the public after Abaya's fatal fall. State inspectors did get on and ride at the wheel late in the afternoon as part of the investigation. "The Maury staff and family offer our thoughts and prayers to the family." The family that operates the piers said in the statement, "They decided to shut down all of the rides for the night out of respect for the family. They reopened at the same time this morning, but the Ferris wheel remains closed until further notice." Two firefighters were injured early Saturday morning when a fire forced a wall to collapse in Brooklyn. The four-long fire broke out around 4 a.m. The building was destroyed and blocked at the fire. And finally, to end our show, Donnie Walsh will not return to New York as president of the New York Knicks. Must find someone else to continue the building job he started. The Knicks announced in a statement Friday that Walsh and MSG chairman James Dolan mutually agreed that Walsh will not return when his contract expires at the end of the month. A somewhat surprising departure and a major loss for a team coming off its best season in 10 years. The 7-year-old Walsh said he decided Thursday he wasn't up for Dolan's request that he stay on for another 2 years. It also questions whether coach Mike Tony D'Antoni would return for the final year of his deal, though Walsh indicated D'Antoni would stay. Right now it is 9:05 a.m. Stick around, .fm News this morning, the SmackDown Journal, and Weekend Edition Saturday rolls on.